truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
Nothing ever ends correctly, man.
Nah.
But all good things must come to an end.
Even Hunger Games, I like the Hunger Games then ended. Because that shit was good, the first two movies.
I feel like they could do a spinoff series, though. Honestly.
Hunger Games?
Yeah.
Well, they doing one now, but I don't think anybody went to see that movie with Viola Davis in it. It's a prequel.
Yeah, I've actually seen it, and it was good.
Oh, see.
I thought it was good.
That shit was real. Katniss Everdeen was a beast with that damn arrow.
Listen.
I tried to watch it.
The new one?
Yep.
I might try to watch it again.
I'm still struggling through, what's that, Shogun? Have y'all watched
it? Yeah, I started the first two episodes. It was good,
it's just slow.
Whole bunch of Japanese talking.
I think that's what it is. You have to pay attention to the caption, and that's what throws me off.
I can't pay attention to too many things.
Give me them dubs.
Not that close.
Them voiceovers.
Rebel Moon, that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, the second one?
Yeah.
I got to watch the second one. The first one was good as hell.
I ain't finished it.
What is it?
Rebel Moon, the second movie. The first one came out a couple months ago on Netflix, and they just dropped the second one today. It's like a space, kind of like similar to a Star Wars, but Netflix version.
It's a cartoon.
Mm-mm. Real life. That shit good as shit. The first one good.
It's about
2.5 hours, though.
A lot of good live action shit coming out.
Yeah. Who? I told you that last Ronin in production.
So oh, yeah. Well, you told me that. I had to text my mans, man. You know, we big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah. It's like,
that shit going to be good.
But it's just one turtle in that shit, right?
Yeah. Well, unless they do the backstory, too. I don't know how they're going to do the movie, because maybe they'll show like how the other turtles got killed.
Violent.
I think one of the girl turtles supposed to be in there, but you know.
The what turtle?
It was one a girl, of the girl turtle.
Venus.
Yeah, she got a story arc in that comic.
I'm down, man. I'm ready to see that shit. It's probably gonna be a few years.
Man, they need to bring back the real costumes. If they ever do turtles again, they
gotta
bring
CGI
back
stuff.
Yeah, bring back the, because that was actually not bad at all. Like those costumes was perfect. They were spot on.
Yeah, that CGI, if it ain't, I mean, they got new technology, because if it's AI, they can make anything.
I don't like how
they probably do that because it saves costs too. Because if they can do the CGI stuff, then they're not gonna spend too much on
it might be more cost efficient at time, as opposed to, I don't feel like that was really expensive today. If you bring that technology back today, what you had, the puppet masters like operating the mouth,
it was
a lot of time.
Yeah.
But I like those costumes. Like, they just look so good. Like, I don't know. I just miss the turtles being turtles doing actual karate with humans inside.
I was about to say, you actually had real martial arts.
Yeah, you had people. Yeah,
because they used to train for those movies.
Right.
Yeah, even the dude that played Shredder was like,
he was a real martial artist.
Yeah.
Now it's just, I don't know. The CGI shit.
Unless they put that Avatar budget on there, because Avatar, them niggas look like they in there with the humans.
True. And then you could get somebody to mimic the actions and get better fight scenes.
I think the biggest cost from that movie I saw from another documentary was like, they pretty much green screen everything, though. Like, you got to think about, they're actually in like a warehouse size set. Right. And they have to, like, they got all these tape markers. Like, you have to be precise because it's just green screen.
Yeah. It takes a long time to film them Avatar movies, too. But it was just as good. I'm ready for the third one. The second one.
Yeah, okay.
I felt like it was like,
I ain't even watched
the water people was niggas.
Yeah.
I was like, how?
That's
not water.
I feel like that's the only way they can make another movie is if they go to another tribe. That's
the
only
way. I think they would, because apparently it's like four tribes, I think.
Yeah, they got to go to another tribe.
Why is they niggas, bro?
Because they look like it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, they had
micro braids and shit.
Dreads and shit.
You talking about the Avatar people?
Yeah, because
it's the blue people.
They went to another tribe in the second one, and it's the water tribe, Avatar tribe. And they was like niggas. They had big lips and shit.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think nobody had no big lips.
Go look it up. The daughter looked like, what's the girl name? Haley? From Chloe and Haley, or Halle?
Haley Bailey.
Yeah.
Halle Bailey.
It's crazy.
Hey, man. All right. We got Lucky Day today. New track. I like this joint. It's very light, uplifting for the Monday after 420. All right. right. Something smooth, something laid back. Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. This shit called Hurricane.
Ain't gotta be that difficult. I'm average, girl, you know I'm not the typical. I wanna kiss you, baby, more than physical. If I miss this moment, I'd be pissed off, yeah. Every time you meet me around, do you get touched enough? Oh, la, la, la. Tell me the feeling, is it up for love? Judging me, don't be in a rush for us. Oh, wow, wow, wow. We getting closer, baby, don't give up. I'll take you to the top floor. Baby, if you want it, don't let me go. Hold on, just ride. What you wanna do, I'll drive you through midnight. Let it rain, baby, rain. Ain't flirting, you deserve it, and you're worth that much. Heartbeat racing, closing spaces, body's touch, so elated. You're amazing. Every time you me around, do you get touched enough? Oh, la, la, la. Tell me the feeling, is it up for love? Don't lie, la, la, la. Judging me, don't be in a rush to love. Baby, don't give up. A little bit of wind, come through the breeze, let's make it easy.
Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday. It's your boy Jumpman Jones. You're now live inside episode, what are we at, 300 of Kicking Shit Podcast.
Oh, this is episode 300?
Oh, yeah. Joining me today are a few good people that you'd like to know. If you see them on the street behind the camera, we got D, Chocolate Delight, the woman king. She is the homie. How's it going back there?
All is good, all is good.
It's in a Barbie shirt.
It is, but it's all black Barbie.
Okay, I like the ball-headed Barbie.
To my right, man, it's the funny, it's the talented, it's my boy Jails, a.k.a. Jelly. Put him on the bread till he's fed, young Picasso, your GD Superman. It's James D. Jellyfish, man. What's going on, my brother?
It's good. Well, at least you put employed at
the job. Oh, you got a job? Damn. My nigga working. Where you at now? Oh, you can't say.
He told you last week, man. He told you. He literally told you.
Oh, okay.
To my left, man, is my boy, is my partner, is my dog. It's Mr. Jukebox Johnny, a.k.a. Crown Daddy, a.k.a. Crown Poppy, or the El Himador Poppy, the Avion Don, the Terramon of God, the Malargo Ho. Mr. Steal Your Girl, give her right back. Mr. I Got Treat Jobs, man. It's Mr.
Dad, are you on the radio?
It's Mr. Jukebox Johnny, man. What's going on, my brother?
Chilling, man. I was chilling today. Did a lot today. But I'm here with y'all.
How many hours you spent on the road?
To go over the topics of life, huh?
How many hours you spent on the road?
I went last night, so.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, probably about 3 hours.
Okay, all right. All right, man. On Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, on YouTube app thingy majig as far as the podcast, and on YouTube, the actual app, we're on YouTube every Monday, on all apps every Monday. You can find this show. Shout out to everybody that listened last week. Shout out to everybody that watched last week. Like, subscribe, comment, all that good jazz. Other than that, how's everybody doing before we hop into these topics?
Straight, man. Had a long week, man. Had a whole bunch of shit to tell y'all, but I probably should have did it in pre-production.
Oh.
But yeah, doing good, man.
I give you one thing, man, because I know he's not. Because I know.
Nah, well, I guess I'll say on a positive note, man. You know, I got to go see my daughter. She got into the National, I don't even know how to say this shit.
Honor Society, right?
Yeah, National Honor Society, our Junior Honor Society. Okay. So I was like, damn, what a blessing, man. Because, you know, I said I broke my damn lawnmower. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, life's small. I just need to look at that and look at the positive. It's like, oh, yeah. It's been a hell of a week.
Yeah. And then the lawnmower is minute.
Yeah, very.
The lawnmower is minute.
She might be able to go to school for free. she stick with this.
Yeah, man. That's what I was looking
at. Now, the other one we got to work on. But besides that, you know, life life is good. Damn.
You got time, man.
Yeah, man. It don't matter, man. People end up being whatever they're going to be. As long as they're successful, it don't even matter how they get to where they're going.
Nah, that's facts.
That's the part of the journey. D James, y'all good?
Life is good, you know. Spent time with my niece and nephew, my best friend's kids, and got peed on.
Ain't nothing wrong with
so
that.
I had to, you know, rush to change clothes before I get over here.
Kelly, bro, free my nigga.
I got threw up on. So
I mean,
you know, how old is you?
How old is the person that threw up on?
He's three. He was asleep, he didn't realize it, and I went to take him out. I realized he was wet, but I didn't think he was that wet. So when I picked him up, it.
Diaper was
soaked. He's probably dreaming about something.
He's so cute. He said, I'm so sorry. It's okay, baby. It's fine. I just wiped him off, changed clothes. We good.
Yeah, right. He good to go. That's what's up. 3 years old, and he sleeping without no underwear? No training?
Because he's normally good. He don't have no issues.
That's what's up.
And then he was in the car.
You know, boys take forever to potty train.
I didn't know that.
Hell yeah.
All right. At the top of the bill, D, I want you to, we're going to do pop culture first.
All right. So pop culture, we didn't have too much this week, but this week we had Clay, Johnny's friend.
My spirit animal.
From Love is Blind. He was recently on a podcast, a Big Homie's House podcast, and he, you know, they asked him who was his, I guess, current crush or who was he crushing on? And surprisingly, he said Coyle Ray.
Wow.
What's his
That's
crush?
That's definitely different than what he had on Love is Blind.
And that is what sparked the whole conversation, was that she was much different than AD.
Well, we all knew. We all knew he didn't
like that
girl.
But Coyle Ray not even thick. He said he wanted him something thick.
We all knew he don't like that girl.
He probably just said something. Yeah, we did know that.
I was about to say, he probably was on the spot and just said the first thing to come to mind.
Yeah.
I mean, and she just had a twerk video drop, and the shit was
I seen something. She was doing something nasty, like touching herself on her clothes. Coyle Ray, she was out there wilding.
Sex sells.
Yeah, sure do. True. Not to me, though, because I'm pure.
All right, talk that shit.
I looked at that shit and said, I know her dad somewhere lifting weights right now.
Yeah, you a pure mess.
No neck. also, we had Brian McKnight. Oh, great Brian McKnight. So I think for the listeners that are not aware, he's always had some issues with his
biological children.
But in a recent, I think this was a live he did on Instagram, he essentially said that he does not deal or he disowns his children because they are a product of sin.
What, did he cheat on his wife or something?
No. These are his four, I think his four oldest children. I'm trying to find their names because one of them is a junior. That's the crazy part.
Damn, you go.
I can't find their names, but he basically said, he is estranged from them. He's all about positivity. And sometimes you have to get rid of negative people and pure evil, even if it's something people that you're related to.
Wow.
So that is inclusive of his biological kids. He is now married, of course, with a new family.
Didn't he say something about he had them kids out of wedlock?
He was trying to point to the fact that because he had those children out of wedlock, he didn't raise them. Their mothers raised them. They are a product of sin. So he just doesn't deal with them. They're estranged from him.
Well, you're going straight to hell, sir.
Well, somebody said that.
Right.
He's no better than his children.
But nobody out here trying to make a baby. Niggas was getting freaky, saying some freaky shit and made some kids.
Hey, I ain't the biggest Bible thumper, but God don't like bums. I know that.
So someone did come back and say, you know, you disowned your kids that you created. You're also against God and Judgment Day, da-da-da-da. His response to that, similar to what James is saying, God wasn't talking about children that are a product of sin, which these are. Two, I didn't raise them, their mothers did. Three, know the whole story before quoting the Bible. Four, take your inaccurate negativity off my page and try being happy. That is what he told the fan.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, you can say what you want to say, but that don't excuse the fact that them kids are alive. You know, they got heartbeats and minds.
And they're yours.
And then on top of that, you helped create them. So you just as bad as the sin that you're talking about, sir. You can't. I don't stand beside shit like that. That's
and to clarify, he's only referencing his four oldest biological children, which are Brian Jr., Nico, Brianna, and Clyde.
Yeah, and they've been going through some shit with him lately.
They've always... So he pretty much, once he got remarried,
yeah,
and started this new family, he immediately went on this... I don't want to say like a publicity thing, but he immediately started like making sure people know, like, hey, this is my family. I don't care nothing about the four I had before her.
That's common, though. That's so common. I've seen that before with women and men. Women will get a new family. Now, unfortunately, with women, they carry children with them. So they'll alienate the kid they had with somebody else and accept everything else as this is the new family. You're part of the old family. Men got that luxury of we don't even have to be in the house with the kids at all.
Yeah.
So we could just adopt a new family.
That's great. Right.
I've seen that shit in real life, and it is quite fucked up.
Right. And I think Brian Jr., if I'm not mistaken, was the one that kind of put himself out there to say, like, you know, hey, this isn't right, because he has his dad's name.
Right.
And can't it's still
change
like,
that. Unless you want to change it to Meta World Peace or something like that.
Yeah, he sounded like to me he ain't really like the baby mama.
How do men pay for their shortcomings? Because you gotta think about it. As a man, right? If I have kids I don't fuck with, I got the luxury to do that. I can make new kids with a new family and a new wife and go on about my life. And when I get old and I need assistance, I got a new family that can take care of me. How does that work in the vice versa land? Like, when you alienate your children as a mom, sometimes you can't just hop from family to family like that.
Like, people's done it.
I mean, when does that shit come back to bite you in the ass?
The woman?
Yeah. No, anybody. Yeah. Even him. Like, when does it come back to bite him in the ass?
Old age, when your ass don't sit there and realize all the bullshit you've done.
Yeah, when you're on your deathbed, you're like, damn, I did my kids dirty. For what reason, too? That's probably because when you realize what the reason is, it's probably nothing serious.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Either he was trying to impress the new wife or... He mad, like James said, he mad at the old wife.
And I wonder, like, how, and this is from a woman's perspective, how do you, as a wife, accept
that,
that your husband is disowning or doesn't even claim his four other children that came before you and the child that you all share?
You a fucked up individual, too. Money.
Because it's like, no marriage is promised. You know, we all want forever and, you know, happy ever after. But what happens if this does not work out? Is he going to disown your child? Are you now a part of pure evil and negativity because it didn't work?
Yep. That shit fucked up.
No, it is. It's quite
fucked up. People excuse some shit for money.
Like, come on, bro. Especially when you wealthy. All right, I don't know what his pockets look like, but I'm pretty sure he can take care of them kids.
Well, he's 54. I think when all of this first started, that part of the issue or conversation was money. He was saying they just want money from me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I think it's just... We know of other celebrities whose children may not really fuck with them like that. But I don't, I'm thinking of 50 when I say that. I don't know him to have, like, outwardly, continuously bash his children. Like, I think he might, you know, respond, but this doesn't seem to be a response to anything. It's kind of like he just hopped on a...
Yeah.
All them kids Instagram. Got the same mama?
I want to say it's two... But it's possible it could be one. It didn't specify.
That's crazy.
He is not call him
Alana. Fix their life. What's her name? Van Zandt. Alana Van Zandt.
Man.
She'll come through and save him.
She going to slam on every table in that house.
Nah, Brian need to man up, bro. You got children in this world. Take care of them, bro. I mean,
he should.
I think he'll die without taking care of them kids.
I think he'll be fine.
Well,
leaving this world without taking care of them. Certain men are just
they
like
they got to deal with it on their own.
Certain niggas just like that.
Well, I hope Brian McKnight Jr. Understand that life.
I would change my fucking name.
Yeah, listen, I would too. But I hope,
especially if I'm like somebody that plans to make something myself. Like, I'm not carrying your name.
Yeah, I wouldn't carry that name.
And you fucked up for making me a junior and not fucking with me. Like, how you
also very fucked up.
I wouldn't even accepted it. If you thought it was sin, you about to not name that kid after me if I'm already thinking it's the name is sin.
And then why go make FOMO?
Yeah, and go sign the birth certificates.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga just full of shit, bro.
Niggas be wild.
That's all
I think it got to be the new baby mom or the new wife.
It's an excuse not to take care or have a relationship with your four kids that came before that relationship. And that's very that's small of you.
And I don't think it's money that long, personally.
Probably
it might not be, but
I don't think it's that long.
At this point, I wouldn't even care about the money if I was one of the kids. I would just want a relationship with my dad. Yeah. Period, point blank.
Or at least want him.
Would you
want
a relationship with your dad after a certain age, though?
I mean, honestly, look. I mean, all I can do is relate my life to theirs. My dad wasn't there 100% of my life always, but I didn't hold a grudge or nothing like that. When it came time for that to happen, then I allowed that door to be open. I ain't forgot about what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact I don't grew past it. Like, it's
right.
It's there. So why not give this man an opportunity to make things right?
What if you didn't know him at all, though?
I think I'd still be on the same shit.
Want a relationship with him?
Bruh, I would want to know who the fuck I came from. I would want to know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to just be here with no explanation.
So if you never knew him, you want to know him, but would you want a relationship with him?
I still think I would.
So, and to clarify, he has two. Brian Jr. and Nico are from his 13-year marriage to Julie McKnight. Mind you, all these kids have the same last name.
Then they're not out of sin.
And then, right, they were not out of a product of sin. And that was Julie McKnight was his college sweetheart. He married her in 1990. And then Brianna and Clyde are by a woman who's not really known to the public. So, yeah, he has two exes, four kids. They all share the same last name. And then he has, you know, Brian McKnight Jr.
Fuck Brian McKnight, man. I ain't never watched an episode of Martin with him again.
I'm not. The court should definitely come down on him.
I'm still listening to
him. If he's verbally saying shit
to Brian McKnight, that shit go
on. Only song I really know, I guess I know a few, but I guess my favorite is that Starting at One. What is that? I forgot what it's called. He got like a dream come true. I never heard that shit.
That's my shit. That should bring tears.
My thing is, bro could have just put them kids like on a song, put the royalties, just gave it to them or something instead of just being a deadbeat.
See that now with a lot of people.
That they putting the kids on their songs.
He probably ain't got his
DJ
masters.
Khaled, the king of that shit.
Oh, absolutely.
What you got next?
So, next we have Megan Fox. So we remember when Chelsea Blackwell, Johnny's other favorite.
Shout out to my
when
girl.
She said she favors Megan Fox, she told what's his name?
Jimmy.
She let Jimmy, her fiance Jimmy, know that that's kind of what she was always told to who she told she favored.
If you
the wall.
Get rid of the chin, she do favor Megan Fox.
And
a
so
little.
We wow. now Just have shit. We now
get
have
rid of the chin.
A response from Megan Fox. As of recent, she did admit she never watched the show, but she said following the statement or following the airing of season 6 of Love is Blind, she has never had more people text her about something. And so, you know, she ran down with the whole spiel of everybody kept telling her about it. We know Chelsea did admit to E! News that she reached out to Megan to try to like apologize. But ultimately, Megan says she sees it. And she sees why she would say that, and she also hopes that she doesn't allow the negativity and the bullying to dim her light.
No,
that's a nice way of saying bitch, you ugly.
That's not.
She wasn't that ugly. She was not attractive to me.
It's the chin, bro.
But she could like she messed herself up when she said to Megan Fox that
she said, I can see why
I
you
think
said
had
it,
she
but
said,
no.
People have told me I favor Megan Fox from the nose up. We would have allowed
that's
that.
It's the chin.
That's just stupid.
It's literally the chin. If you look at Megan Fox and you look at her and you cut the chin off, they look alike.
I'm going to stop telling people I look like Ray J because I don't want to disappoint nobody.
Speaking of Ray J, you need to watch College Hill, man.
I heard it's good.
No, you would love College Hill.
Yo, actually, Ray J just had a meeting with someone. He's going to, I think they're revamping Scooty Bike.
Oh, he bring his Scooty Bike back.
I think they're about to try to bring Scooty Bike back.
Entrepreneur grow.
He spoke with some billionaire. So, yeah, somebody's interested in it.
Let me find out Elon Musk going to do the Tesla Scooty Bike.
Oh, gosh.
Ray J. All
right. So then also in other news, we had Ashanti and Nelly. Ashanti, actually, not most really Nelly. She announced in a promo video that she was having a baby.
Oh, yeah, I heard, but they never confirmed the rumor, so it's confirmed now,
It's
huh?
officially confirmed. She confirmed it.
My nigga Nelly, he got like an 18-year-old, don't he?
Yeah, but he also has a sister's kid, so I don't know who's oldest out of those. But she said that she was having a baby.
I don't know. How many kids Nelly got?
I think he got two or one. But yeah, she right. He adopted his sister's kids when she passed away.
When his sister passed away, he adopted her kids.
But now he's starting a whole new kid. I mean, when you old, I guess it don't matter. I mean, you rich and old.
I was about to say, he's not that old.
I mean, he close to 50.
Stop. Nah. Okay, Nelly 45 at least. Nelly 45 at most.
And I was 13 is when Nelly came out. So he had at least be 21.
Nah. Man, maybe.
So he might be close to 50.
I'll give him 43. How old is he? I'll give him 43.
Nelly is 49 years old.
Damn.
Nigga, almost 50.
Damn.
Shout out to my nigga Nelly. Eon Dirty, you heard me.
Ashanti is 43.
So he was in his 30s when that came out.
Damn, Ashanti young.
She look good, though.
If we go back to 03, how? It's been 30 years since 03? 20 years.
Damn. It's been 21 years.
21 years.
I didn't realize he was older than 50 Cent.
Yeah, so if he's 49. Better than 50.
He's 40. Nelly is 49.
39, so he's like 29 when he got popping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's grown.
Yeah, 50 so, got fat voice horse.
Right. Although she made the announcement, I think she was talking to Essence here recently. The bigger surprise was they're engaged. That was the other part.
But never give up on love. That's all. This is what the told Nelly Ashanti thing tell us. Never give up on love.
Nah, bro. Don't be going.
Nelly been chasing her for a minute.
What's the story? After he cheated on her the first time.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah. He went back to her.
Yeah. Oh,
because he said, after if he ever got a chance.
I think it was, they said it was at the Ja Rule Fat Joe versus. Is when they started talking again.
Yeah. That's when he walked across the stage to hug her.
Yeah. He's like, I got to try one more time, dirty.
How old is Ashanti?
43.
Yes, yeah, it's that time to get out. If you still single at that point, you might well go back and grab somebody.
But that was her person. She never said that wasn't her person. It just,
she was waiting for him to get his shit together.
But you said he cheated, right?
That's what I've heard.
Okay, that's what you heard. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know
and
if it's true.
And then he got with, what's her name? Something Jackson.
Oh, yeah, Miss Jackson, Floyd Mayweather ex.
Yeah.
Oh, so they don't know why they broke up.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody
knows. No true story.
Yeah, no, and I guess that was one of the things he did mention, that Ashanti was very private, and he always wanted to kind of show some publicity, but you know, public affection.
Well, now they all over.
She wasn't like big on that. Yeah. I mean, but now, yeah, she is.
I mean, hey, y'all can wait. You been waiting on that man to get his shit together, and you waited long enough. Sometimes it's gonna take 20 years.
Right. My thing is, Nelly had his shit together. This nigga a millionaire.
She probably want him to get his other shit together. Stop the infidelity.
What other shit is there?
Listen to her when she actually talks. You know,
everybody ain't like you, Jay-Z. Not good men.
Damn.
Everybody got vices.
Man, look.
Like only you can like be perfect.
Imagine being on tour,
bro,
and you see the baddest women in every city you go to, bro. You got to be,
But my wife Ashanti,
yeah.
I'm good.
See what I'm saying?
I'm good.
That's what's up.
I would mean,
that's,
bro.
But that's
I'm
you,
good.
Though. Hey, man, I got to hold on.
Bro. I'm good. My wife is Ashanti.
But if you got a bunch of Ashantis.
Right.
Bro, yeah, I wouldn't even care. I got the Ashanti at the crib. Nigga, I don't need a bunch of Ashantis.
That sound good.
I got the
that
one.
That sound good.
At
to the
crib.
Devil staring in your face, and you got to choose between integrity and infidelity.
Yeah, well, y'all just don't know me very well.
He hasn't been infidel.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying.
Per our record. So, yeah. Shit, that nigga seemed like he could. If you could resist regular temptation, then you probably could resist.
Boy, take your ass to the Philippines real quick and did try to be faithful.
Yeah, you could resist.
Nigga, the Philippines, that's where the crazy shit at.
I don't know, nigga.
I think I'd be good over there.
I don't want no third world pussy.
Yeah,
I
think I'm somewhere, good, nigga. Bro. Where the bat was at?
I think I'm good.
Third world pussy, I'm good.
Nigga, go to Iowa.
Please shut up. Shut up.
That's nasty, bro. Let me see. Dubai flooded. Now, the United Arab, is that Emirates?
Emirates.
Emirates. Thank you. I never knew how to say that.
Emirates, yeah.
And they had a flood with a year's worth of rain this week.
They pissed off whoever runs the rain.
They got a year's worth of rain in one day. The flooding also disrupted travel at Dubai International Airport. Which is the world's busiest international travel airport. A lot of homes got flooded, which it doesn't really rain there like that, so nobody had flood insurance. And 20 people died. Traffic was halted. Flights were grounded. It was really bad. The conspiracy videos went around, of course.
I see niggas on boats out there.
They said that the weather machine is back working.
Oh, it might be.
But
forgot what that shit called.
And some people say this is a sign that global warming is real, so...
They say the weather machine back working. That's
they
stupid.
Call that shit. Niggas believe in that weather machine.
The harp
system. The way that shit fell, like they showed, I saw a video. It was circulating on X, and it was like the, what is it, the street view or highway view or whatever, to see the clouds come in and then you just see a just water.
Wow.
It was weird.
My mom's
like,
got this.
They don't have that.
My mom's got this conspiracy. Not even conspiracy. It's just like deductive reasoning. And you know how they test nuclear weapons? And they often shoot, especially on that side of the world. You got North Korea, they shoot nukes into the ocean all the time. And my mom was just like, what do you think will eventually happen if you keep doing something like that? That is a nuclear weapon that's going off underwater or being disposed of in the atmosphere, and then we're going about our day. So it's like, eventually, it will affect the weather, not just global warming, but eventually it'll affect the weather in some way. And I thought about that when she said that. I was just like,
no, nah, she's right. I think they say, like, usually after 4th of July, because all the fireworks, that it rains a lot.
Yep.
And also, whenever we send rockets into space, it'll rain, like, a couple days afterwards. Yeah.
And I know scientists know, like, this shit affects the weather, because these niggas are brainiacs. Like, they know what can make what happened. I don't know that for sure or anything like that, but I've noticed the same thing. Usually after 4th of July, except for last year was weird, but usually after 4th of July, the morning after 4th of July, it is foggy outside. Last year was a little bit different. I didn't see a lot of fog, but I don't think they shot a lot of fireworks over here. But normally you get a lot of fog. It's usually cloudy and it might even rain that day on the 5th. So
maybe God was walking over to Seattle, but he tripped and dropped it. And drop the rain.
God don't make mistakes, boy. Cut it out.
Is it a mistake to trip? It's not a mistake.
That
to
is
trip.
A mistake. That's a oops.
Oh, my bad. Said, my God bad. Walking over to Seattle. That's funny.
God
bad,
seen the trip Dhabi. Before it came.
Oh shit, bro. Where I want to go from here? Before we get into TV and politics.
Shout out to politics, man. My boy Trump about to be on trial, man. They just picked the jurors today. They finished the jury selection.
I feel like they pulling this shit out of their back pocket. Because this nigga been a free man for like 15 right. years and all of a sudden.
Because Trump's team was trying to get the jury selection to be 2 weeks, but the judge did that shit in 4 days. So they like, well, why he rushing it so fast? Like, why can't we go through the jury selection process? So the trial is going to start Monday. Now that they got the jurors, they got 12 jurors and 6 alternates. And if the defense decides to put Trump on the stand, then they get to cross examine him. So they're debating if they want to put him on the stand. This is for the hush money trial.
Okay.
You know he got so many trials coming up. This is the hush money for Stormy Daniels, that one.
Oh, he did that.
So this is one of many?
Yeah, because this is the one they're saying that they used the campaign funds to pay her hush money to not tell the story.
Oh. Can you not use your campaign funds?
No.
They're supposed to be allocated to your campaign or paying people in your campaign.
I was saying, where is the funds coming from if it ain't coming from Trump?
Donations.
Like company donations.
I see.
Yeah, because people, but like, he got a dinner here next week. All right, the week after here in Charlotte, a private dinner. That shit's like $18,000 a plate.
That shit probably.
And we have people here that are going to pay to go have a dinner with Trump for $18,000.
That's an investment, though.
That's crazy.
What kind of investment? You got to think, it's probably the bank CEOs are probably going to be there. Duke Energy CEO will probably be there. They don't mind dropping $18,000 to meet Trump. And if, you know.
One thing you learn in corporate America, man, if they're inviting you out to dinner or some shit, I don't like going, but, like, I know you've probably been to a few of them. Mm-hmm. That's how you meet somebody to get a fucking promotion. So, them niggas is paying $18,000. They probably want some political power somewhere, or they probably want them to do something. If you get in office, do this, do that.
Just be able to rub elbows.
Yeah, just
and then a lot of stuff
my face type.
Where the money
shit?
Go to? Trump?
Yeah, they go to his campaign. So, each plate, that's a donation to the campaign.
Mm. So, the people there vote for him, and when he get in office, he scratch their back. Shit.
That's how it work, man. The game is easy.
And that's why politics ain't for niggas.
Definitely.
But I ain't gonna
But
start
what happens
that.
If they convict him and he is a presidential candidate?
Run the country from
I guess whoever they pick to be his.
Nah, okay. Nah, ain't no way.
Isn't that what they said?
Ain't no way.
Nah, can't run
and they said you can run?
I think that's like one of the things that they consider, like, you not president no more, your vice president will take over.
But you can be what was that thing, that article we did a story on, a guy, he ran for office, he's running from jail, he ran for
See, I didn't, if you convicted, I didn't think you can run for president.
That's because that was the thing with the article. It was like, wow, you could do all of this in this country and you could be convicted and you could still Put your name in the
I know what you're talking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it on the episode. Yeah. So, but see, that's
so
weird.
So he can't do that.
They hoping he can't do that.
Okay. To be fair, he can, but the vice president would be the person running. And listeners, I'm not speaking from facts. If y'all know more, y'all lawyers out there,
comment. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
We don't know. But
whatever
go to Head Wraps and Lipstick if you want some factual shit.
My assumption, my assumption would be that if the vice president is having to step up, he can't really be the president. Like, it's weird.
Right.
It's just weird.
I don't
know
how that works. Mm.
It's very convoluted.
Because even when, like, the president gets, like, super sick, they make the vice president the sitting president while that person's sick. Mm.
Kamala?
Yeah, if Joe Biden was like in the hospital and he couldn't, like he was saying a coma or something in the hospital, or he just under the meds and they would make Kamala the sitting president.
Kamala ain't gonna know what to do. She's so underprepared. Yeah, don't make damn sense.
Hey, don't put it past Kamala, bro.
That motherfucker don't
even
say
nothing. You know black women step up when the time when they calling is called when the
now,
number
if you
is
gonna
called.
If you gonna pull that card, then yes, I believe
she's stepping up.
If you gonna pull that card. I think she's just been chilly eating chips.
Boy,
this whole time.
She's gonna have the books balanced like a motherfucker. Shout out to my boy Trump though, man. Free my dog Trump.
Okay.
Free Diddy.
All right.
Diddy not in jail, nigga.
Oh, all right. Well, stop chasing my nigga Diddy.
Stop chasing. Tell that nigga to stop chasing niggas. Yeah, how about that?
How you get locked up if you're just being freaky? Well, he not locked up.
Hey, don't nobody know if he gay for sure, bro.
Okay, first of all,
that's what I'm saying.
Say
like, nobody knows that. It's a bunch of allegations.
That's what I'm saying. So
I ain't saying he ain't gay. I'm just saying there's a bunch of the allegations.
There's too many like, not to believe
we all
he ain't
know
gay.
Niggas that pay for pussy.
That's true.
And he paying for booty and pussy. Who cares?
He's actually it's paying too... for the pussy to get fucked.
Right. He just want to see a lot of porn.
Okay, wait,
we wish we was that rich.
No,
bruh, it's too many allegations.
It's a lot.
We wish we was too that rich.
All right, so where we stand?
Did I knew
if
that
I could
that
call
rich.
Two porn stars, I'll just come to my crib and fuck. I don't want to watch it on the screen.
Oh, if you could just
like
call them to come there.
Like I'm
while
calling Pinky
up.
And what's my nigga?
I would do it
you don't
too.
Want
Brian
see
Pumper,
now.
Y'all come through.
You don't
I don't,
want to
no,
see
no,
Pinky
no, no,
now.
No. First of all, yeah, that,
you don't
want to
see that now.
I met her in
you
person.
Don't know what I'm into.
I met Pinky in person, man. I was not impressed.
Yeah, she used to come to Greensboro a lot.
She used to, yeah, she came to Charlotte
Fendi,
doing CIAA.
I
was at some party, and she was right there in front of me.
She's like this tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's super petite.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, I used to beat my meat to this girl.
Yeah, I done gave her a few. I done gave her a few.
But nah, that ain't what I was gonna say. I agree with you. I would love to watch. I wouldn't pay the dude to come though.
Uh-huh. So but you just gonna call two girls to come.
I'ma do it myself.
I don't want to. But that's your kink.
That's trafficking at that point.
How is that trafficking?
No,
they say any form of buying sex when it's illegal is considered trafficking.
Oh.
Like in a state where it's illegal. So that's why they keep saying the charges on Diddy is trafficking and people automatically go to child trafficking.
I love the
and
media.
It's like,
man.
Bruh, just paying for pussy. That's always going to be trafficking. You paying for pussy in a state where it's illegal.
I thought trafficking was like actually like something else besides paying for pussy.
That's how they make it seem.
I thought trafficking was like without consent. Because
yeah, like a brothel.
They couldn't pay for it if it wasn't
any sexual act that in a state where it's illegal. So in Vegas, is not trafficking,
right?
But if you pay somebody to come to your house, they move from a location. It's like you trafficking. You part of the trafficking.
Oh, so like drug trafficking,
yeah,
sex trafficking.
Yeah, that's what they said too. Like the dude that he was buying drugs from was a drug
trafficker.
But he really just a white boy to sell drugs. But they hyping it up.
Got it.
So how they gonna know?
They're just using legal terms when they shouldn't be like using those legal terms.
He's not doing anything different than any other celebrity.
Yeah.
It's just the fact of...
It's the terminology.
We can now apply these terms to what you've been doing to make it look like you've been doing a lot more than what you probably really been
that
doing.
That all makes sense. Because that reads better on the front page.
Right.
Did he accuse of trafficking?
And the first thing people think, oh, he got kids in there? Like, nah, this nigga paying grown men to come here and fuck.
Bro, when you hear trafficking, though, you think about somebody that's being held against their will.
That's what I thought.
And this motherfucker has been put up to go fuck something at anybody's behest.
Free
because
my
that's
dog,
what
bro.
we were drilled with the information from Epstein.
Right.
So that's really kind of all we have to go off of when it comes to quote unquote child sex trafficking.
I had a few people ask me that what that was. So there you have a few people. I didn't know what that was. I thought it literally meant you had to move the girl and against her will.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know if it was just like drug trafficking. Cross states.
Cross states. So if a cop run up on you, hey, freeze! I ain't paid for shit.
Oh yeah, you was trafficking. You was trafficking that girl.
I ain't paid for shit,
and
sir.
It's fucked up because you know, so, not saying he didn't do anything wrong. I'm not sitting here and saying that, but if he flew in, the girls that wanted to be flewed out, if he flew anybody out, that's trafficking.
Technically.
Damn. So if a girl say, fly me out, and when I get there, I'm going to give you the Oshkosh Boosbagosh.
Oh, yeah. You
because
you
pay, is it because you paid for the flight?
Oh, well, I guess. I don't know how that would work. But my thought is that you're paying for her to come to you.
To fuck.
Yeah.
So if she paid for her own flight, and then you fuck her when she get there.
You should be good then.
But what if you pay her after the sex? Is it trafficking?
That's probably trafficking.
Yeah.
Is that not a gift?
You're paying for a sexual act.
So what is that not a gift?
That's a gift.
You should give it to her when she go back home.
All right. So am I good now? I fuck her. I send her home.
Nah,
I give her a
that's
gift.
Trafficking. When I was that premeditated trafficking.
I don't know.
Bro, trying to get around that trafficking deal.
Right.
Just go to Vegas, bro. Vegas is free.
Trafficking makes it worse.
If she come to Vegas and then you pay for it in Vegas, is it trafficking?
I think you good, dude.
You good.
You might be good in Vegas.
Because it's legal there.
Oh, yeah. You straight in Vegas.
Okay.
But if y'all talk about it on the plane and you ain't in Vegas, you don't premeditate the crime.
All right, Diddy. There you go, man.
All right, hire
go
me.
Go to Vegas.
I went to law school, Diddy.
Take that.
Diddy, you go ahead.
You took a law certificate.
Eight seasons of SVU. Bring it on, goddamn.
All right.
Shit. I think we've all watched eight seasons.
You're going to be the diddler
the
for real.
If you sat in the crib, you've watched
Matt
eight
Lock,
seasons
come
of SVU.
On.
Nah, I really do hope they, like, figure this shit out. Because
he's too calm. That's why I think, like, he know that they... So he knows, like, they putting these words out there because he too calm.
Or,
Russell left. Russell's
or
like, I know
did
I'm
he
in
get did he get some words and tips from Russell?
Hold
just
on,
be quiet.
Let's set the record straight, man. Okay. Russell Simmons was never accused of anything in a court of law.
Not in a
court
anything.
Of law. Some people said some shit on the internet.
And he got
that
him.
Was it.
And he left.
And he's been in Bali, but we don't know if he's in Bali because of some people on the internet.
Listen,
that
Bali
been
is
back.
Nah, Bali affordable. He's just over there because it's affordable.
He ain't got one charge, though. He ain't got one charge, one allegation, one person trying to... He don't have no court cases.
I thought it was an actual
documentary
girl.
You sent me? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
What's so she didn't press charges. She just came out. Like, she...
Damn, told her what's the point of doing all that if you ain't going to press charges?
It was the same thing like Surviving R. Kelly. Before, I think... Correct me if I'm wrong. When Surviving R. Kelly came out, it was about... what he was doing, but nobody had...
He never had a charge before that.
Yet. Nobody went to court yet. So that was to raise... That was... What you sent me was the ways of raising, because I didn't know.
Yeah, man.
So that I'm shit watching weird. That shit. I didn't know.
I was watching that shit at work like, what, Russ?
And so... What? And they talked about that for maybe a week or two. They mentioned it on a couple podcasts I listened to. But, I mean, Russell's in Bali, so...
What's it? Court of... Popular opinion or court,
court
of
court public opinion.
Public opinion.
I see what they do now. What they do now is they find the target. I don't know who they is. I'm just saying they. I think they find a target. Once they find a target or targets, they build a case. And once they build the case, before they even do anything, take any legal action, they get the people's opinion of you to change. I.e., pick anybody.
Yeah.
No, that changed the people's opinion. And also, does that not change, like, our opinion, or supports our opinion? It helps the people that have maybe a similar story to say, me too. Once you get them involved and they start dropping either lawsuits or just saying shit online,
right,
then you get this public discourse about a person. And so, to me, it's still only a matter of time before they put charges on him and take him to court.
Which is I would rather that happen because at this point, it's just a bunch of headlines.
Yeah, it is. That really happened. He's living his life again.
I was going to say.
He should. I mean, until they take him to court.
To add what to you saying, I hate to dive into conspiracies too deep, so I'm going to keep it short. But I just feel like it's a certain thing or a certain action that celebrities do that don't align up.
Mm-hmm. You talking about with the Illuminati type shit?
Well, I ain't saying Illuminati. I'm just saying it's certain actions that don't line up with an agenda.
Yeah.
And then usually it ends up getting this celebrity fucked up.
Yeah.
Or shipped off.
But that's my thing with Diddy. I couldn't figure out. I don't see what he could have done. He'd been quiet.
Shit.
Up until that time, he hadn't done anything. He had been just making that album.
Well, we can't say he ain't done nothing because Damn Show did something to Cassie. And it seemed like that's when all that shit started happening.
He didn't do anything publicly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, like, okay, publicly, okay. We hadn't heard from him. Then we got an album from him. We was jamming it. And then
he was working on another project. Yeah.
He paid somebody to come. According to the lawsuit, that he paid somebody to come have sex with Cassie, too.
I just believe, like, this world, man, like, regardless of what you do, you the villain in somebody's story. You got somebody out there that's willing to take you down a peg, a notch, or whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're up there, that don't mean you're untouchable. There's somebody out there that's going to be like, yeah, I hate this nigga.
James just introduced a topic. So, that's what I'd be... Remember, we would have conversations. I'd be like, bro, you got to do X, Y, Z to her, but you still going to be the bad guy. No matter what you do, you going to be the bad guy. Like, yeah, you always going to be the villain. I often sometimes think about how much of a villain I am in somebody else's story, though. Like, I always sit back and think about that.
That's what keep me up at night.
Well, it don't keep me up, but like it's like
I go to sleep like
I go to sleep like a baby. But I do. I often sit back and like, I just use girls, for example. We all done had a girl that we mess with, and then the shit end, and then we go our separate ways. I always wonder, like, what's her version of the story?
Oh, yeah. You know it's a version of the story now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, y'all know the version that happened between y'all.
Yep.
It ain't like that when she talking to everybody else. Yeah. Better believe that.
I always want to
better believe that. She ain't going to... None of the good you done is about to be brought up.
That, or she might not just tell her side of, like, her. She acted crazy. She not going to mention that part.
Oh, better believe that.
I always... But,
I mean, niggas do the same thing, too.
I'm not biased. I think we keep it real, though.
We men, when it comes to certain things, if you played us, we'll keep it real. We'd be like, look, she played me. I ain't even gonna lie.
When you're talking,
do something different. Don't do that one because that's like a dead giveaway. Because that's simple.
Okay,
but let's talk about
when you're talking to your niggas.
I agree, but that's
yeah. When you gonna tell her that you was throwing rocks at her window at night trying to get her to wake up because you wouldn't answer your phone? You're not gonna say that.
Look, I can only speak from my certain situation. And when I was telling my stories on my situation, all my shit on my side was true.
But the rocks at the window don't got nothing to do with what happened in the relationship. Why did we break up? That's what I'm talking about. That's the story I'm talking about.
Men, y'all tell the truth amongst yourselves. I can attest to that. I've observed that.
Okay.
But when there is a man, let's say there's a man talking to me, explaining his situation, and perfect example, when you have a man, or for women, when we deal with the men that have kids, that man is going to make sure that we understand that the mother of their child is the quote unquote villain, so that we don't feel any type of way about them being around her, you know, being in the picture. So no, men are more than capable of making women villains just as much so.
Shit, that's why Brian McKnight don't claim them kids.
don't do that.
I was about to say,
perfect example.
The woman is the villain to the man who's paying the child support.
You're bringing in a whole other fact. No,
I'm just saying, if I'm paying child support, I'm always getting hit on my phone to come pick up these goddamn kids, she is the villain in this
story.
Look
at how he was mad excuse about how she should be the villain.
No, she is the villain in
this
story.
She's not.
Actually, the court is the villain.
Right.
Yeah, they the villain for real.
She the minion. She the minion, goddamn. She the one to go, what you want me to do, Bo? Oh, hell yeah. Let's get them for it.
Oh man.
Yeah, she the minion.
Yeah.
The henchman.
No, that was a good point though. The villain. The
villain only good as his henchman.
Facts, man. Facts. Facts.
I'm gonna put a pin in this villain talk because I gotta bring up the villain later in something else. There's another villain that made another person famous. I did want to share that with y'all, but before we get to that, what's new on TV? What's happening out there?
Man, look.
Let's get to the meat and
potatoes. I'm gonna just touch on X-Men 97. That's why I wore the hat today. I enjoyed the episode.
You did?
What? I heard y'all say y'all didn't like it. I liked it. It was pretty fucking good. And I got reasons why.
I know why. I knew you would like it.
I got reasons why. One reason is because I love deep cut characters. I'm talking about characters that people don't pay attention to. And Leandro. One of my favorite ones is Gladiator.
Oh, Gladiator.
That's always been
nigga.
My dog, bro.
The Skrull, nigga?
No, the nigga with the mohawk.
The alien with the mohawk.
Now, if you was a fan of X-Men, the original series.
He was in there.
He was in there.
He was a bad boy in that, too.
He was in there, but he was only in there for like one episode. Or he maybe got two, but I'm pretty sure it's one. I'm pretty sure it was one when he fought Juggernaut. Remember he punched Juggernaut? Yeah. Juggernaut went flipping? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was a bad boy.
But that's like one thing that I like. I like when you do character construction on a character that's obscure. The characters that we don't really see like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they talked about Landra, Dark Bird, fucking Gladiator. What's my nigga name with the purple shit? I still don't know that nigga name. But it was good to see that nigga on screen.
You went to a deep nerd dive.
Yes, that nigga is actually an Incredible Hulk villain. The nigga, the little alien nigga with the purple
shit.
Oh,
for real?
I'm saying, hell yeah, the nigga fought the Incredible Hulk a whole bunch of times. Still don't know that nigga name.
They lost.
But
we gotta get my nigga James on Trap Nerds.
My thing is,
I think he on Blurred.
I just like the fact that when you just take the focus off the main character and come over here and talk about some people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. I'm sorry.
Who is the main character in X-Men to you?
Main character in X-Men is the initial group.
The group.
Anybody that started off with Charles.
Yeah.
Anybody that's joining Charles.
Storm, Magneto, yeah. Professor X.
Okay. Even if you got
Cyclops.
I was just going to say, Wolverine. Even if you against Charles, you still the main character. Because, I mean, Magneto. Fucking Magneto. Mm-hmm. You get the most character development from him. Mm. But I just feel like, you know, when they start going into Shi'ar, it's all kind of different characters. They look so dope. You know what I'm saying? You rarely hear shit about them. Yeah, rarely hear shit about them. Yeah, yeah. You learned a lot of shit in this episode. And I just appreciate it.
I wasn't ready to learn after last week. That was my thing.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up to last
week. I got to rewatch this episode because I wasn't ready for that.
Well, it sounds like it's Sinister, though. They did kind of hint that Sinister was the one behind it.
I like the fact that Charles coming back.
Yeah, I knew he was coming back.
I feel like the X-Men have only been a strong group, but they ain't been working at their full potential. They need this nigga Charles, bro.
Hey, man.
Charles is that nigga. He's the fucking
natural born leader, bro.
Not only that, he the pretty much the schematics when it comes down to fighting.
And Cyclops I would say Cyclops is a good
leader.
I would say he a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not a coach or general manager. He's a quarterback.
I give you that. He know how to get them plays out there.
Right, but you can't leave it all up to him. Are you going to fail?
If you was an X-Men and Professor Xavier comes back, are you going to be mad he left you like that? Like he fooled you, made you think he was dead?
He went to go get better.
But they thought he was dead.
Yeah.
No, they knew the Shi'ar was going to take him to help try to fix him. He was presumed dead. They thought he was dead.
They thinking right
Why
now
Why
didn't
they go
dead?
To his funeral then?
Yeah.
Oh, well, damn. You got a point there.
I'm going to be kind of... Teenage me is mad, bro. Like, why you playing with me like that?
I feel you on
but
that.
But even in that... Back in the day, they said he was never dead. They said the plan was, I guess, was for him to always come back. So this ain't nothing new.
And even in the movie, he's like... I don't know if y'all remember. They was trying to set up that person for him to transfer his consciousness if ever anything should happen to him.
Yeah, yeah.
But they scrapped that shit.
I'm going to be real with you, though. And this is silly as hell. Bro don't get to keep that suit.
Oh, yeah, he coming back.
Them niggas on some bullshit.
Yeah, they need at least let him walk.
Man, you talking about so he can walk?
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. How in the hell y'all going to fix my legs, nigga? And take the whole damn suit just because I don't want to be up there with y'all. That's some fuck shit, bro.
Yeah, he can't ask him to come to Earth.
The real question is, how do you have the telepathic ability to make things move, but you can't walk?
Can't move your legs.
I don't understand
hey,
that.
Hey, bro.
Nigga, we be letting Stan Lee get away with some bullshit.
Or at least
bullshit.
Float. At least
it's called
float.
A MacGuffin, nigga.
What's MacGuffin? That? MacGuffin.
Shit that you can't explain that's in writing,
nah,
nigga.
Nah, Stan. Stan got to explain that.
He could at least float himself around.
Stan made us. Stan made. No. Hold on.
Hey, what's up, my X-Man? And that hold float. On. Legs don't work.
Not legs flapping in the wind.
I agree. Stan Lee made a character. That don't walk but got telepathic powers. Then they make the movie, show you how he don't walk no more, and they still don't explain wild nigga with telepathic powers.
That Logan movie, he was struggling.
Hold on. So first of all, telepath and telekinesis, two different things.
Oh, two different.
Two different things.
But he got telekinesis. He got telekinesis.
I don't know about that because I ain't never seen Charles move shit. I ain't never seen Charles move nothing.
You know what? I have to go show you the proof. But
I ain't never seen Charles move nothing. I'm trying to think of some shit.
That shit, he did move shit with his brain. But I'm not. I can't debate that right now because I don't have proof.
In the original when they show like how
him
he,
and Jean was moving shit.
Yeah. Now Jean definitely got.
Jean definitely got it though.
She definitely got that. I ain't never seen Charles. I just seen Gene Charles
Omega
going
level,
niggas'
right?
minds. Huh?
Gene Omega level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, she actually is.
No, I'm thinking about Charles and his shit. What did he move? Let me find it. You're right. I don't know. I ain't never seen Brett move.
When he was trying to perfect his ability to move things, that's when he figured out he could speak to her he could speak to Gene. Because remember, they were friends. He could speak to her without them speaking. So he learned that he had telepathy when he was practicing for telekinesis.
Mm. Okay, just now, we now go I back gotta
watch. Yeah, like it's he can't.
I got
both
homework
though.
Fan. I'm not fan supporter.
If they not fast forwarding past,
the- yeah, yeah right. I'm pretty sure they did. But
you talk about a blue dude with a mohawk.
But
I'm
my
good.
Nigga, they need to give my nigga Charles that suit and stop playing. Nigga. Nigga can walk and shit.
All right, well, James got a positive review about the last episode. I was coming in here to not even shit on the episode because the whole shit has been fire to this point. I'm just ready to get back to the fire. This is one of the two. I didn't like part one of this shit, and this is part two of the same from the Jubilee episode. That was part one, and this is part two. Didn't like either one, but all the other episodes, good to me.
So I do have one question that I was kind of confused on. So you remember he was in the mindscape. He made them niggas sit down like they was in class.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought that was pretty dope. That's also a display of power. But
and he walked.
Yeah, he was walking. What the fuck triggered that whole Gambit shit? Did he just like, I was wondering because I was thinking like maybe the connection with Gambit.
I think he said he hadn't checked in on his people in a while because I don't think he'd been using his powers.
Right.
And I think that was just him like, oh, something must be wrong with Gambit.
Wipe your eye, bro.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I was just wondering. I was like, damn, because it seemed like it came out of nowhere. Like, I was wondering, like, in that particular time, did Gambit die and then he had the psychic connection like, oh, shit, Gambit dead? Or was it something else? Was it somebody else trying to...
let him know about Gambit.
Because think about this though, he was trying to, I guess, display to the Shi'ar why he shouldn't lose his memory of his X-Men.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was like literally. So it seemed like something interrupted that to me instead of it being like a psychic link. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just like another
that
somebody
nigga
else
back home
it.
Now.
But yeah, he on his way back home. And another thing I ain't know, that nigga Lalandra actually got fucking telekinesis too.
Oh, yeah. She saw that.
Didn't know that.
All right, man. Y'all almost killed Fallout for me, man.
Oh,
yeah. Fallout the shit.
Yeah.
But Fallout was good.
I got other people
man.
Watching it now.
I'm kind of mad it's gone. Well,
Fallout,
gone,
yeah. Well,
I watched
yeah.
it all.
I'm happy I got to see all 8 episodes, man. If y'all ain't seen Fallout, like they said last week, it's
best show of the year.
A video game, but the show itself is really, really
that
good. That's
sick.
A good ass dystopian society story. I like that story.
I think that's the best one to date.
Dystopian
like
society
last,
story.
I like yeah. Last of Us.
Last of Us is good
compared to Fallout.
Last of Us is good.
I don't know if I like. Are we talking about just the world that they live in? Then I
dystopian
would say Fallout. Like the way the world is set up, I would say Fallout. But I feel like Last of Us is a little bit more realistic.
How?
I feel like this.
I feel like Fallout more realistic.
Well, Fallout
yeah,
is more unrealistic because you have people that have been living for 200 years, and we still don't have a clear explanation of how this man that's a ghoul has survived without turning into a full ghoul based off drugs. But if that's the case, all the ghouls should be just like him, but they're not.
I thought ghouls were people that were exposed to radiation.
He is, but he's always high
but
on that,
then,
that drug.
Because I don't want to get too far in the game, but in the game they had feral ghouls and they had regular ghouls. And the feral ghouls are like the ones that they had, you can't talk to them or nothing like that.
Right.
So maybe those other ones are feral ghouls, and I guess they explain it. It's because they're not taking the drugs regularly.
So that's how they explain it, how he stayed alive for 20
years.
I want to know how he came in contact with it, though. Like, I thought the meeting was going to show, like, when he went to the Hollywood meeting, I thought they was going to be like, this is how we're going to stay alive. This is how we're going to run the world. Right. We're going to take this shit.
I think some people just survived the blast, and they ended up, the radiation turned them into ghouls.
Who found the medicine then?
They had already
That's
made it.
That's a good question.
Think about Vault-Tec.
Yeah, they had already started creating medicine because they were planning for, like, if people are underground, they can't come back up. So they had already started, like, creating medicine. So that was part of the medicine remedy in the event some people got hit with radiation. We may need to give them some type of radiation medication.
It's a lady that sat on that council. I forgot the name of her company, but she was in charge of making the chems. I forgot the name of the company, though. It's something Compass or something like that. But they are in charge of, like, the drugs and all of that. They all come from that company. Mm. Like, all those companies mean something. Like, MT, Robco.
Yeah, Robco created the robot, and they created
all them
the Pit
companies
Boys.
Mean something.
Yeah. So what company owns that city that they were trying to get back electrified? Because it looks like they survived up there, and they had a city up there.
Where are you talking about?
And they lost
Shady. Oh, you talking about Shady Sands?
Yeah, they lost the electric core. Somebody came.
Oh, I think that was a Vault-Tec city.
Yeah, so
the city itself survived the blast, or they created
they
it.
They created
after that.
They recreated it. So that happened after some years. Like, they went back up, recreated this. They also recreated Shady Sands, but then Shady Sands got too independent, essentially, and they blew it up.
So Shady Sands actually comes from Vault Dwellers. They were vault dwellers down, I think it was Vault 11. But Vault 11 had, like, a bunch of, like, weapons and shit in it. And half the vault went crazy. The other half left. When the other half left, they created Shady Sands. That's where Shady Sands come from. It was they created it, and then it became big over time. And it was supposed to be, like, the capital.
It's always niggas that don't stick to the script.
Yep. It was supposed to be the capital of
the new California Republic.
That was supposed to be where everybody come in, the trading post, trading hub, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they bombed that bitch.
Yeah.
They bombed that
her
bitch.
Her dad, Lucy's dad.
Yeah.
He made
that
the
nigga
decision.
Is evil.
But at the end, there's another city.
That's New Vegas.
Yeah, that's New Vegas. Okay. So that's what I was trying to tell y'all in the group chat. New Vegas is supposed to be an operating city like Shady Sands.
Yeah.
But remember when he walked up on it, the shit looked kind of crazy.
Okay.
So we about to find out what happened to Robco, because that's
House runs New Vegas.
That's who run New Vegas.
Right. I don't want to get too much away. If y'all want to watch it, check it out.
Yeah, please.
It is real good. It's real good. What I did want to get into, man, a lot of people gave up on this show. I thought I would give up on this show after episode 2, man, but I went back to the Carmichael show. I haven't even talked about that show on here, but I went back to the Carmichael show. And this time, I was surprised.
Yeah, episode 3 was good.
So, if y'all not watching Carmichael show, cool. If you are watching Carmichael show, it already dropped and they should be on episode 4 by now. But the last episode I seen, his best friend came into town. And it was more so an episode surrounded about, like, friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on a self-exploration journey about how bad of a friend he was. And it started off with him going to a friend's wedding and not having the correct tux attire. And they haven't talked since the wedding. Then his friend moves into New York to pursue her dreams of being an actor. And he kind of, like, kicked her out of his house and got her her own apartment. But then the funny part was he only paid for the apartment for a month. Now, I don't know if she knew.
She was crying and everything. She was like, I gotta never have my own place.
I don't know if she knew that was the case. But then he had this avoidant style of communication. So he was avoiding her phone calls and avoiding all his troubles. So this was about him just stepping up to the plate and having conversations with people that used to be his friends or people that he may have shitted on. And you see him on the phone and he have a conversation. Some people said, you know, don't ever call me again. Some people welcomed the conversation. He was able to power out that shit. But I really did enjoy the episode. It's like he said in his Breakfast Club interview, if you keep watching it, this is me in my way of self-explore, like self-discovery.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like his first show.
Yeah, it's a good show. I like, you know, some of it's over the top, especially that first episode, but I don't know if he's just trying to grab people's ears yeah. or eyes with that, because it was a lot of stuff that I'm not used to.
I think he's a hoe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. The second episode was about his infidelities. Yeah, and that bro, a serial cheater.
Yes.
A serial cheater.
Yes. And now man. It's getting like away. Now it's getting to what I think.
Yeah, and now family's next. I think the fourth episode about his dad, him and his dad relationship.
I want to see him and his dad's relationship because I watched the first Carmichael reality show he had.
When they was in Charlotte?
When they was in Winston-Salem.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was real good. It's actually a show he shot for HBO, maybe five episodes. And it's just him interviewing his mom. And he kind of, he was trying to come out on that show. He told his mom, hey, what would you do if I was gay? Mm. And he kind of joked around it. And everybody yeah. reacted how they reacted. And he stayed in the closet.
Like, I'm good on that.
What did his mama say?
I can't remember, man. This was like 2000.
It wasn't good.
19. Nah, they was going.
Don't be gay up in my house.
His mom a devout Christian. So that's a no.
Oh, yeah. You done.
Yeah. But
it's usually like them kids. Them preacher kids. Mike. Been in.
Oh, my bad. That's usually them kids, preacher kids, and kids that's been in church for a while. They be wow.
Oh, for sure. They always be wow. Sometimes so you see some preacher kids that you don't even realize today. They'll be like, "Oh yeah, my dad was a preacher." You never knew.
Not even a preacher kid. They just real Christians. You know what I'm saying? Like they just grew up Christian, like any other household. It was just like that's her beliefs, though. Like when I say devout, it's just somebody who's just a follower. Like they really follow it. They don't do. They don't smoke. They don't drink. They probably don't cuss. You know, they really be on their Bible. So she that type of woman. But at the end of the day, she don't hate her son for being gay. I mean, ain't nothing you can do about yeah. it.
Shout out my nigga George. He was a preacher kid. That nigga taught me everything wrong. Better believe that.
Real quick before we get into sports, man. I'm watching this documentary about this shit. It's called Synanon. Did the Cure Become a Cult? So if y'all get a chance.
Oh, I heard about that.
Y'all get a chance. It's weekly. So I'm it's three episodes right now.
Was
Did
it
the Cure
on?
Become a Cult?
It's on Max.
Yeah, it's on Max. Got some good shit. Yeah. I watched the docu on there, a documentary. The Mormon murders.
Hey, send me
that.
Yeah, I watched the first three episodes.
Oh, I could see anything.
I listened to
now,
a podcast about that, and then I went to go find that documentary because I wanted to.
Yeah, that shit freaky. I didn't even know Mexico had Mormons.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I want to watch
some shit you got to watch with the lights on.
Nah, it's just. Niggas came across the wrong cartel members.
Alright, man. The WNBA draft is this week. Shout out to the WNBA draft.
Yeah, I watched that shit. I was like, alright, the WNBA stepping it up, man.
Caitlin Clark about to take the WNBA to a whole nother stratosphere.
They hope so.
Honorable mentions, of course, Caitlin Clark went number one to the Indiana Fever. Camila Cardozo went number two to the Chicago Sky.
Shout out to
my
them.
Girl Rakia Jackson. She went number three to the Los Angeles Sparks. Everybody's
where that tall ass white girl go?
Favorite. She went number three to the Los Angeles Sparks. Rakia went number five to the Los Angeles Sparks. Angel Reese went number seven to the Chicago Sky. Honorable mention, my girl Elisa Peel. If y'all don't know who she is, she played for Utah. I think she's Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah, that thick old Hawaiian
yes,
chick.
Yes, she went to the Minnesota Lynx. I did want to highlight that. She was very...
On her boyfriend about your size.
On that Pac-12, that's usually how it is. On that Pac-12 side, she was that girl amongst Juju. It was her, too. So they were like the Pac-12, that West Coast superstars.
They said she was the second highest scorer after Caitlin Clark.
Yeah. But I don't think she was. You got to watch her play. I don't think she. Caitlin Clark is really, really that good. Like, yeah.
She like that.
And to watch her play is like, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all did the comparisons last week, like comparing them to other guys. It's just like she really is good. I haven't even seen a woman who moves or gets to the bucket like Caitlin Clark. And so she's worth every penny.
I would say Maya Moore is probably the best female I've ever seen before Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, up until then. I mean, for me, it was my first was Candace Parker. Then it was Maya Moore. Skylar Diggins was pretty cool. And now you got Caitlin Clark. This 2024 WNBA draft class, though, is reminiscent of the 85 NBA draft class when you got Larry Bird and you got Man, I think that was 85. It was our 84. Not 85.
Are you talking about the Jordan 70, one?
No, I'm talking about the Larry Bird.
Oh, okay.
That was the one that saved the NBA. The NBA draft with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson came into the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was saying this week, I was like, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, that's what Magic and Larry Bird were for the NBA. And I think that's what they're going to be for the WNBA. If it wasn't for Angel Reese being the villain to Caitlin Clark, you don't get a Caitlin Clark.
That's true.
And you don't get...
When that whole thing went down last year...
I think...
All of them started to blow up.
In my personal opinion, Angel Reese is the reason why Caitlin Clark is so famous. I'm not saying that Caitlin Clark can't ball, but I'm saying you don't know who Caitlin Clark is if they don't find a villain for her to go battle.
Yeah.
And they found one in Angel Reese. And so I think Angel Reese deserves a lot of flowers, but she is the villain. She is Larry Bird. Because Magic Johnson was Magic Johnson. He was, I'm Mr. Hollywood. He was the guy. And Larry Bird was the villain. He was the, I'm the bad guy. I'm the white boy. I drink beers. I smoke cigarettes. And I bust your ass on this basketball court. I cuss at cameras. So Angel Reese is the villain in this story. And I think for the next 10 years, people are going to want to see that matchup. People want to go see where their careers go. And everybody coming in after 2024 is going to draw more and more WNBA attention.
Yeah, for sure.
I even seen the articles coming back up about the pay difference.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
And I hate that argument.
Yeah.
But the thing is, this is where the pay difference, this is where you got to pay the girls. Not this year.
Yeah.
This is the investment.
Revenue probably going to spike the most it's ever spiked this
year.
So
when they renegotiate these contracts in 4 years, they got to get, this is the main, this is the payoff.
They okay, mm-hmm. LeClark, everything.
And I seen.
And Angel Reese.
And I seen, I seen somebody saying, like, Asia Wilson, are you jealous of the Nike deal? And to be honest, like, Asia Wilson is great. A very accomplished athlete. But when it's something about that markability that those girls were able to capture.
Yeah.
They were able to be stars by being able to be good basketball players. And then somebody was able to take that and sell it.
Yeah.
We bought it. And now it's going to the next level. So now the WNBA players, I feel like in 4 years, will get the $1 million that they want. It'll be that sport.
That first $1 million
she's
contract.
Definitely going to get it.
You think Caitlin get the first mil?
Yeah, man, hell yeah. Definitely if she.
It's going to be her or Asia.
They say her first game is sold out, 40,000.
Yeah, the jerseys are sold out. They printing them shits up like money.
Bruh, people want to see Caitlin Clark. People want to see her. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's. They're going to have to pay her, bro. They're going to have to.
She just got to hope she just – I mean, I don't think she would, but she just got to stay the path. Like, don't stop getting good at basketball now.
Is she anything Curry? Because that's what they calling her, the female Curry.
Well, they said the same thing about – and she is a hooper, Inescu.
Man, look, if they
– Inescu can hoop.
Inescu ain't got a villain.
Nope, she don't have one.
If Caitlin Carr come out doing Curry-esque type shit –
we hope so.
She is
and
going to fly.
You got to remember, Indianapolis and Chicago, it is close.
Oh, yeah.
I was here. The whole Midwest was invested in Caitlin. They were selling out arenas. They went, they're going to play their first game at I don't know which arena, so don't quote me. I think it's the NBA arena. They say they had
the Indiana Pacers one?
Yeah, they need 20,000 seats. I think their seat 8,000, 10,000. So they need 20,000. So this is. Mm-hmm. This is a revenue changer. When we renegotiate, I need my money because I bought this money deal.
It's TV deals, and if they can, that's where most of the money come from in the NBA. Them TV deals.
She's for sure gonna get that million in endorsements. We already know that.
Oh, she already got that. Yeah, I think she made $3 million last year. Just
we already know that's gonna happen. But like he said, it might take some years, but they gonna throw the entire everything at Caitlin Clark.
4 years, I think. If that contract is 4 years, if our sample size of what your power is about to just be 4 years, then you renegotiate. If I'm Caitlin, how much how does TV doing? Are we gaining new contracts? Hey, y'all don't get that without me.
Yeah. Hope she signed to a hell of an agent. Hopefully WME, one of them niggas.
Yeah. Nigga, she need Rich Paul, goddamn.
I know he'd have made that phone call.
She need Rich, goddamn.
I know he'd have made that phone call.
Clutch has the lowest turnover rate, man.
they say he's a really good agent. Yeah. So agency is pretty good.
Mm. I heard athletes fire agents like clockwork, but they say Clutch Sports retains athletes.
Except
like,
for Ben
they
Simmons.
Don't turn over athletes. They fired him, I think.
Yeah.
They got rid of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wrap for him then.
Yeah.
He's done.
I'm ready to see this, though. I know Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese will forever be primetime television.
That game probably going to be on ABC. Yeah, the big channel.
I just want her to pull up like Curry. If she do that,
she's going to do that a couple times a game.
She's going to make so much money for them niggas.
Just like Curry got no red light, that's how she going to be.
Yeah,
she's going
to
have no red light. Just pull up when you feel like
it. I might watch a fucking game. I ain't even going to lie.
See, they converting people.
I'm surprised you don't watch a game. You watch Big 3.
I don't watch WNBA, though. It's just not exciting.
I didn't know you watch Big 3.
I think if you get into the sport of just basketball, I think you'll like it.
Yeah, well.
But
if she pulling up like that, hell yeah,
I'm a storyline guy. And if the storyline good, you got me. That's why I like wrestling. It's like this storyline's be off the chain. Like,
this
damn,
fake as hell.
That's the Undertaker's brother. This shit good.
All right, NBA play-in update. Y'all give me an update because I don't watch.
Tonight we're missing it, but the first rounds were for the West Coast for the seventh seed. It was the Pelicans versus the Lakers. The Lakers won and got the seventh seed. And then for the AFC, it was the Warriors versus the Kings. Kings won. Warriors got eliminated. Tonight, the Kings play the Pelicans.
Warriors got
without
eliminated?
Zion. Yep. So the Klay went
zero.
Yeah, I think it was 0-10 from the field.
Oh, Klay.
Not make no shot. And I didn't know he shoot left-handed now. Like, what's going on in the world?
And bro, Klay is getting traded. Better believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's done. And then on the East Coast, you had for the seventh seed, it was the Sixers versus the Heat. Sixers won, so they get the seventh seed and play New York in the first round. And then for the eighth seed, it was the Bulls versus the Hawks. The Hawks lost, so the Bulls will play the Heat to figure out who gets the eighth seed tonight while we record.
Only games I've watched all season. I'm only backing teams I've watched, except for the Lakers. Always going back to Lakers if they can beat the Nuggets. They got the
Nuggets. Yeah, they got the Nuggets first round. It's a tough one.
I'm going to say the same thing I said last year. Knicks get into the second round. I hope.
They should get in the second round.
They should.
They can beat Philly for sure.
I hope.
What'd they say about Julius Randle, though? He ain't coming back this season?
He's done.
He done?
Yeah.
Honestly, to be truthful.
But they didn't play the last like 12 games without him.
I was about to say, they hooping without him.
He won like 8 of those 12.
They hooping without him. No.
Not even the last 8. They played the last half of that season, like last month.
Yeah, they've been hooping
for a minute. It might have been more than 12 games then.
But they legalized sports betting in March, and I'm going to just tell you this. They've been the underdog, and if you've been putting your money on the Knicks, they've been icing them teams.
I hear it. Y'all parlayers out there.
Man, I got to give a shout-out to OG Aldenobi, Boban Bobanovic, and my guy Alex Burks, because them were the new acquisitions on the team, and them niggas is working.
All making an impact.
And they all making an impact. Now they second seed.
You said that. You said that OG Anunoby was good when they made the trade. Because I didn't like the trade. I like OB. I like the original Knicks that I used to watch. But them guys really did make an impact.
Oh, yeah. You would never think they would have got rid of Barrett.
Yeah, them guys.
But you got to think about OG. OG can shoot and he can play defense. He's going to play defense against your best offensive player every night.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Then I seen him play.
You ain't got to put him on Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
anybody guard Klay now.
He going to guard anybody from LeBron to KD. And he can do it.
Let me see. Oh, I do want to ask y'all, since we're on the playoffs, man, what NBA star do y'all want to see win their first championship?
Damn, that's a good question.
Jason Tatum.
I want to see my nigga Russ get a chip, bro.
Westbrook?
I'm sorry. Yes, man. I want to see Russ get a chip, bro.
You and everybody else,
man. I think if anybody deserves a chip, it's Russell Westbrook, bro.
Would that not be Russell, James, Paul first chip?
That'll be all their first
chips. The Clippers get
except
one.
Except for Leonard.
Kawhi, yeah. Kawhi got two of them things. Yeah, I think Jason Tatum or shit. I mean, Chris Paul ain't had one. He ain't getting
I'm good
it this
on
year,
Chris Paul not getting
but
a ring.
I would like to see Tatum get one for sure.
Man, why?
And, I know he ain't good on it,
and
but
Jimmy
I'm good.
Jimmy Butler deserved one.
I feel like Chris Paul been in the league way too goddamn long not to have no ring, bro.
He tried.
And then your moves ain't even working no more, bro. All your moves is trash.
That little shit's slow now.
Bro, that little mid-ranger done.
Yeah,
it's done.
I knew that wasn't gonna work out with him and the Warriors because
that used to be his
Warriors
go-to.
Never shoot mid range shots,
bro. No, he's done with that. Just cut it out. Just
it's
pick
all right,
and roll,
man. Carolina's
bro.
Finest.
All he had to do was just pick true. And roll. Now he don't have to do nothing
unless
else.
You consider Jordan from Carolina. Jordan is Carolina.
He is
finest.
From Carolina.
Well, you know, some people say because he moved down to Wilmington, he was not from Carolina.
Niggas love taking. The nigga went to middle school, high school in Wilmington.
Yeah, I think wherever you go to high school, that is where you from.
Middle I would like school. To see DeRozan get a ring too. I know yep. they not even in the conversation, but
nah, they play tonight if they beat the Heat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who won between them and Heat.
It'd be nice to see him get a ring because bro been.
I guess at this point, I kind of want to see the Knicks win a championship.
It'd be nice for them just to get somewhere. They deserve that at least to give their fans
Ooh,
hope.
The Knicks.
Yeah.
I just kind of want to see. I kind of want to see Jalen Brunson win it.
Like the
from
best
where
year
they
had
were
was
to where they are
team.
Now. Yeah.
I never thought we. It's what. Knicks ain't been good since the 90s. Disconsistently.
Yeah, the last
since
time
the
they went to the finals was Sprewell and them. And that was like 99 or 2000.
But they didn't go with Melo?
Nah, they went to the second round with Melo. And they lost. Like the Knicks. Shit, I forgot who they lost to that second round. It wasn't the Heat because if they would have won, they would have played the Heat. They did lose to Atlanta a few years ago. That could have got them to the finals too.
Because Atlanta goddamn had that stick back then.
The Knicks are pretty solid, man. The Knicks are pretty solid.
Yeah,
I would say
the year two seed. Milwaukee sucks. Yeah. Philly not as good. I mean,
I ain't gonna say Milwaukee sucks now. Come on, that's saying.
Nah, they should be better.
That's saying a lot.
Come on, bro. You got Lillard, who people would say was the best point guard. It just was stuck in Portland. Now he on a team that's got a championship, goes to the finals twice.
You know this nigga got his own commercial.
Who, Lillard?
And when they talking about playoff Dame ain't a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Playoff Dame is definitely a thing.
He's going to have to prove it to us now because now you can't hide behind I don't have the team.
Playoff Jimmy Buckets is a thing.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know about
it. Let me check. I need to see who won tonight.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a couple of hoopers that actually hoop in the playoffs. I got to get – and one of them, surprisingly, is AD. AD be hooping in the playoffs, bro.
Man.
AD be hooping in the playoffs. Sometimes
if he fall, it's over. If he hit the
if
ground,
he fall, it's over.
I don't. Do you all remember last year, Buddy?
The Heat
went,
won. They got the Celtics in the first round. They beat the Bulls.
You remember last year, Buddy went down like a few times, and he was questionable every night of the Nuggets game, the Nuggets series. He was questionable. He would fall, and then next day they're like, "We don't know."
Is weak.
He won that playing for y'all.
Okay.
He won that for you.
LeBron didn't, I tell you that. LeBron is giving you 25. LeBron might be putting the fucking parlay out in himself because he hit that 25 consistently.
Yeah, bro.
And if anybody was going to get away with putting a parlay on themselves, it would be LeBron. He got enough money and power to bet on himself.
I was going
to
say, why would he? He got too much money.
Yeah.
That's why you would.
If he gambling, he just got an addiction at this point.
Yeah, at this point, it's just dumb.
And you know who would put a parlay on themselves?
Michael Jordan.
Definitely. But he would always go for the over. Just
Michael
to prove
Jordan
a point.
He'll still be at the craps table. Oh, I'm supposed to be playing?
The sport. He'll take all those sports big books as personal.
Yo,
like,
Jordan,
what? 29 is my,
other
under?
Side, other side.
29 is my under? I'm taking that personal.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, I'm going
so,
for 40.
I checked the sports books, and they had me plus. No, they had me minus 29 points. And it was minus 200. And I just took that personal. So I went out and I scored 50 every night. I had no assists.
Right. That's what he
Michael
would do.
Jordan got to be the greatest gambler of all time.
Yeah. I don't know if y'all remember the documentary where him and the white dude with the Jerry Curl. He was mad that the white dude with the Jerry Curl beat him in the dice game or whatever they was playing in the back.
Hold on. So we all know Jordan was a gambler. We don't know what happened to Michael Jordan's dad. But do y'all think that what they said is true about the gambling?
Nah. I don't understand why he would not pay the debt. He was Michael Jordan.
Man.
No. His father. Michael Jordan.
Said his dad owed the debt?
So they said the conspiracy. This is hearsay. This is what they say. They say his father, this is like even local word being from North Carolina. They say his father owed a gambling debt. And they said that's how they said he was killed.
That's what I've heard too. I thought it was Jordan, the junior, Michael Jordan.
His father was big into betting too. That's what I heard. I could have heard it wrong.
Now, if that's the case, then I could believe that. But
well, that explains where Michael got it from, because it don't make no sense why you gambling like that, sir.
Well, actually, Michael has the personality trait to gamble. I don't know if you ever like read books or like watch. It's this shit called Ultimate Jordan. If you watch Ultimate Jordan, it's like it's a 6 DVD. You can find it on your shit. It's 6 DVDs, and one or two of the DVDs are like these autobiographies of Jordan. And they tell you about how he was never good at basketball, and it started off as him just wanting to beat his little brother. And so he has just competitive nature. And if you're just competitive, I feel like you gamble competitive. Because, yeah. Like, I won't – when it comes to gambling, like, I can stop on the app. But if we're playing cards and you kicking my ass, you'll probably take my whole life savings. Because it's something about I can't let you beat me. I got to keep going. Yeah. I got to keep going. So yeah. I'm going to put another dollar on. I'm going to put – like, you seen that at BJ House. BJ took all my cash one day. He was playing a tunk. It was like, nigga was taking my cash.
I had to go to the Cash App.
I was like, nah, nigga, you ain't beat me. Do the cards over.
Damn.
Like, so I can understand, like, I think that's where Michael Jordan get it from. I think it's competitive.
Yeah.
I think it's competitive. Raptors, Jonte Porter was banned from the NBA for life.
This hey, bro, bet on yourself.
I'm not mad at him.
When I watched the video, they said this nigga make $79,000 or something like that.
Oh, a season?
Yeah, but his brother... Oh, you know how much his brother making?
I'm sure Michael Porter got a hell of a contract.
Man, that nigga making $180, dog.
Was he signed to a he was signed to a league minimum contract.
Probably. Yeah, Michael Porter on like his second contract.
Bruh making $180, dog.
He was signed to a league minimum contract.
Hey, man. The that's NBA a lot. Paying.
But bruh, that's my thing. Your brother making $79,000, nigga. Yeah, I'm about to try something, nigga. I'm trying to get where you at.
But if you gonna try it, how would you try it?
I don't know shit. Like how he did.
Like he did.
Why? No, don't
tell
no.
your home. Tell George to put some money on you.
Hey, George, so, man, I'm making $79, dog. Man, put it all on me, dog.
So
I'm
something I'm learning about sports books is that he isn't a star player.
No, he's not.
So if he's listed and you're betting on him, that flags it. So if any of us here bet on him.
Mm-hmm.
They looking at it. So the first day we bet on him, cool. And we win some money. Second day we bet on him, all right, cool. Third day they'll suspend our account and say, hey, your account's under investigation. Y'all chill out.
Uh-huh.
So for anybody to place a bet, just us, just regular people, if we find a flaw, they gonna try to protect their pockets and suspend the account. My thing was... I get why it's smart to bet on you because you're you and you don't have to play or you could sit down or go in the game for a minute and be like, coach, my knee. But I don't know. I don't know how you would go about getting the money not connected to you to make the bet so it don't come back to you.
Well, that's what he tried to do. He tried to get somebody that wasn't connected to him.
Nah.
And still
a long lost cousin or something.
Yeah, still got connected somehow. This shit crazy.
But how do you, I guess I want to know how they made the connection. Like how did they find out? Because this ain't the first guy that got caught. One of the football player niggas got caught.
Oh yeah, Calvin Ridley.
I want to know how. Calvin Ridley had a career.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, so I want to know how.
He's back now. They got him. He's back.
I want to know how they caught you specific. Like how did they put this shit back to you? Like, what was it? How did they build this case?
Well, like you said, the money, man. They was looking at that money. And shit don't make sense, nigga. You ain't scored all year. And then these 3 days, you dropping 30, nigga. What the fuck going on?
But if I give you 80K, I don't know you. And I don't know what you're doing with that money. And if you betting on me, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Hopefully, yep. Hopefully you wouldn't give 80K to somebody that you didn't know.
That's when you owe a gambling debt.
You can I think pay the up. Fucked up part is, though, if... I don't know if it doesn't specify if he gave them the 80K if that person bet their own 80K. But either way, they don't have it no more.
Yeah, that's right.
And if they bet their own 80K, then I'm appealing this shit. Let me back in the NBA. They found something. Whatever they found, it was guaranteed. Like, his name was somewhere.
Yeah. He made some personal bets. So that was just one of the issues.
Oh, he made the bet itself.
He made separate bets.
Oh, yeah, he done.
This nigga stupid.
Yeah, no, he made separate bets. That's how he got.
You got the same mama and daddy as Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Oh, this nigga stupid.
And you want to hear some bread on the butter?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Little brother going to jail for hitting a person in the street.
God
damn. Oh, yeah, you did say that. You did
the only
that.
Person that's really good is Michael.
So we think.
He played for Denver, right, Michael?
Yeah, he played for Denver. And he got a ring.
But ain't Michael a flat earther?
Probably.
Chill out, bro. They first of all, don't try to take light skin like that.
Oh, my fault.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
But he was on a flat earther.
I know he was on a podcast exposing gay niggas, so they might have took out this old nigga family.
Hey, he didn't say nothing wrong, man. Niggas be gay.
That ain't your business, nigga.
If you make it,
that ain't your business. You won one ring. Now you the expert on who gay nigga.
White House was probably waiting for that nigga to expose some more niggas. Like, I'm tired of being the only one. Nigga.
Somebody posted a picture of Dwight Howard like this. And oh, said hell. Go post it in the comments every time the Lakers lost. Like,
call him up.
I heard somebody did give him a chance though. Somebody said
they will now. Oh, okay, the whole gay thing.
Yeah.
Last but not least, man, Blake Griffin retired from the NBA, man. Shout out
one
to Blake Griffin,
one of my favorite
man.
Players, man. Yeah, I love Blake Griffin.
You let DeAndre Jordan get a ring over you.
He tried.
My man was a 6-time NBA All-Star, an NBA Rookie of the Year, NBA All-Rookie Team, National College Player of the Year, and McDonald's All-American. Oklahoma. He had a hell of a college career.
Yeah, he sure did. He sure
him
did.
And Kyrie came out at the same time.
ID. Oh, damn, that sounds pause-worthy.
I'm sorry.
Did I hit everything?
I believe you did. The only thing I'm gonna throw out there is the Olympic basketball roster.
Oh yeah, y'all.
What about the Eclipse murder?
That was supposed to be last week.
That was last week. I left it on. Okay. Man, I had wrote off some crazy. All
right, so the NBA. I mean, not the NBA. The Team USA. They released their USA roster for the Olympics. We got, let me see if it'll pull up here. The OG on the team,
LeBron.
For Ford, it's like his fifth Olympics, LeBron James.
For sure.
You got Kawhi Leonard's on there. Jason,
that's what's up.
Jason Tatum.
That's what's up.
Tyrese Halliburton.
That's what's up.
Drew Holiday.
Yeah, we'll take him too.
Joel Embiid, African ass. I don't know how he got
Joel,
on the team.
Bro.
Bam out of Bio, North Carolina zone.
Okay, I'll take
Devin
it.
Booker.
All right, we good.
Steph Curry, North Carolina zone.
We killing with them.
Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and the face of the league and for the next 10 years, Anthony Edwards.
Where Bam from?
Same place Julius Peppers from. I think it's called.
He really from here?
Yeah.
Bro, now that I don't see that documentary, I can't unsee it, bro. They got one Adidas player on there, Anthony Edwards.
Oh, you trying to say it's
they say he was. Oh, Nike here you go, Pine Town, North Carolina.
Bro, everybody else on there is Nike.
I heard that before.
Everybody else on there is Nike.
It's near Wilson.
I heard that.
Except for Joel. No, I think Joel Embiid, Nike.
Joel, Under Armour.
He Under Armour?
Yeah.
And Curry.
Oh, so that's three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, they got three this
Halliburton,
time.
Halliburton, a Nike player?
I want
to
say.
But if they wanted to do an all-Nike team, I ain't mad at it. Nike only get the best.
I mean, the jersey's Nike. They'll be all right.
All right, Johnny, what's your video?
Oh, all right, man. You know, a young member of the Brotherhood pulled up on his mama and had him let him know what was going on. It's a short video. Let's play it.
Hold on. Let me redo that because my volume went up.
What, the Brotherhood or what?
Just say. I'm talking about girl. Her name is Faith.
What he about to say? She not.
He said, I found a white girl. That nigga been hanging around his daddy too much.
Yeah. All right, what is this, D?
So we love to make up our own lyrics, and I came across this video recently about Tony Tone was singing, or he had the crowd sing his lyrics, and I learned something different.
I learned this too this week, but and it's not New Edition people. But alright.
Oh. Break it down. What are you saying? Don't worry about who? What? Let me see if you really know the words. Say it. Shh, real quick. Shh, those are not the words. Okay. Let me say what the words are really quick. So when I wrote this song at home in my back room at my mom's house, and I was writing this song, I'm kind of a lazy writer sometimes, more of a musician, you know. So one of my favorite groups is New Edition, right? So I just used these names. I said, just me and you, oh baby. I said, don't worry about Ricky, don't worry about Michael, don't worry about Bobby, baby.
Hey, that's what he said.
That nigga, yes, got, hey.
Man. I thought he said, don't
and
worry,
I looked
don't
up Drake worry. And Kendrick and got into it. New Edition got 3 weeks to respond.
You stupid.
Hey, my nigga's gonna eat. But I read the lyrics, and the reason why, because I didn't watch that video. Somebody told me about it. And so I went to read the lyrics, and I read Ricky, Mikey, Bobby, but then he goes on to say Keith. And he said somebody else. It was like Keith,
maybe
somebody
Keith
else.
Sweat.
So he kept going through names. And I was like, nah, this ain't no New Edition this. I mean,
damn, boy, Bobby gonna come for us.
It's just saying, hey, don't worry about these guys.
Yeah.
You got me over here. It's Tone, Tone, Tone.
Hey, Bobby coming back.
Yeah, do y'all Bobby know why? Ain't gonna take that shit sitting down.
And I can't. When I heard him, the first thing I thought of was Johnny, who's your boy?
John B.
Nah, what's
Ray
your,
J.
Nah,
I got a lot of boys.
Start with a D. Wow, the one that you say still can sing,
Craig David.
There you go.
Yes,
he ain't got shit on Tony Tone Tone.
What?
Man, don't do that.
What?
Not tonight,
Craig David.
Not tonight.
All right, that man. That nigga Tone Tone smell like sound like he smoked Newport.
Don't do that, man. Because I'm on D side and I don't want
to. Nah, don't do that. My man over there drinking tea in London every day. Voice is great.
That's true.
Man, that nigga got one song.
Nigga vocal accords vocaling.
How many songs
nah,
Craig David
got? He got quite a few songs.
He probably got at least, that you would know, at least four.
What is he known for, the song he
7 Days and then Fill Me In is his two biggest hits.
Yeah, Fill Me In is his
Fill Me In go?
Go ahead, Johnny.
You got
no,
it.
No, not tonight.
He got
I'm trying,
it.
I'm trying to finish this.
Go ahead. I'll get it to you after the show, post-production.
All right.
No homo.
Yeah, that is shit.
Give it to you at the night.
D sent me this video. It's very true. If you're listening, you might have to see it on YouTube. But y'all here can watch it. And I'll try to talk through it.
Okay.
She's saying all these restaurants are Applebee's. So let's go.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Applebee's, Mexican Applebee's, Chinese Applebee's, Under the Sea Applebee's, Yeehaw Applebee's, Jim Crow Applebee's,
yeah,
Special Occasion
Crow.
Applebee's. No, I will not explain.
Applebee's, Crocodile Dundee Applebee's, Drunk Breakfast Applebee's, Big Ass Family Applebee's, also Softball Team Applebee's, Caribbean Applebee's, Dumb Jack Applebee's, Strip Club Applebee's, Hamburger Applebee's. Applebee's Hot Older Brother. Applebee's. She thinks my tractor sexy Applebee's. Glee Applebee's. Does the TikTok connect to the Wi-Fi Applebee's? Me and my swiper boyfriend are getting engaged Applebee's.
Nah, not
Jumanji
really.
Applebee's. Japanese Applebee's. Also Dusty McFly Applebee's if you're from Detroit. I'm going to throw a bitch fit Applebee's. Motel 6 Applebee's. Applebee's.
Damn,
thank you for being a friend. Applebee's. Rocket Power Applebee's. Rugrats Applebee's. Get bent Applebee's. OnlyFans Applebee's. Single Dad on the Weekend Applebee's. Chum Bucket Applebee's.
Applebee's. Italian what? Applebee's. Mexican Applebee's.
Basically saying it's all the same food.
So basically saying it's all the same shit. And I couldn't agree with her more. But I like Applebee's. So a lot of those restaurants I like. I've been to Bahama Breeze. I've been to the Rainforest Cafe. I thought the Rainforest Cafe was like dope as shit. Chili's.
Yeah, I thought Rainforest. Hard Rock.
Hard
but
rock,
it's all
like
all microwave rock. Food. She right about that.
Yeah,
Bob Evans.
Yeah, Bob Evans.
Somebody just text me now first that you still all, got me watching this damn show. I told y'all Fallout was the truth.
First of all, Bob Evans got all they food in the fucking microwavable section at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. That's all they serving you. That's all they serving you.
I ain't never
you.
Been to
damn
Bob
mashed
Evans.
Potatoes.
Mac and cheese. They got goddamn
that big ass microwave.
They got the turkey with the gravy.
I ain't never been to Applebee's.
Yo,
yeah.
I'm mad as shit at Bob Evans right
hey,
now.
Hey, man. That's why it's only one in the city, bro. And they be packed like a motherfucker.
Who else got freezer food? Boston Market.
Oh, yeah. Boston Market got freezer food.
Yeah, nah, I heard that.
It's a
man.
Barbecue
that
spot, too, that got some freezer food.
You got freezer food that like a motherfucker.
PF Chang's another.
Oh, yeah.
PF Chang's
hey,
got
hey,
freezer
hey,
the frozen
hey,
food
hey,
section.
Hey.
You right.
Hey, don't talk about my favorite restaurant. No, I like PF Chang's, man. I like Orange Chicken.
And now they serve their frozen food at the restaurant.
Yep.
All right, man. That has been episode 300. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, Friday's dropped frozen food, too.
Listen. Oh, they got the cheesecake. You saw the cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotta let this shit thaw out for 8 hours.
Don't eat that.
Man, that's crazy. You got here about to pay $45 for some shit you can make at the house.
Right. Chick-fil-A need to drop them nuggets, god dang it.
Closing remarks.
Bro, I'm pro house now, making shit at the house.
I'm with you on that. I need to, bro. I got too many oils in my body.
Hey, motherfuckers want to go out to eat. Take me out to eat. No, we pro house. We going to buy a Boston Market dinner. I'm going to light some candles.
Put that shit in the air fryer.
And we're going to put something on your stomach, and we're going to go to bed.
Free my nigga Randy.
Randy, which one? From that TV show?
From Unblocked.
Yeah, man. They got to free my dog Randall,
bro. I'm sorry, y'all.
Randy. Nah, my nigga Twan Daddy.
But
listeners, just go watch Unblocked. It's a jail experiment documentary on Netflix.
Unlocked.
Save my nigga Randy.
Other than that, man, I'm signing off for D. I'm signing off for James. I'm signing off for Jukebox Johnny, man. Listen, man, I want you guys to love the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation and live in the moment because this life is not forever. We're going to talk to y'all on the next ride, man. Y'all have a good week. Have a good Monday. We talk to y'all next week.
Don't be sports betting if you're already in the NBA. Man.
True that. Diddy ain't touched Justin Bieber.
Let it rain, baby, rain. In the earth, talking dirt, sparks go up. This ain't
Dad, are you on the radio?